Inside Out Radio.
Inside Oot.
Inside Oot, the Canadian version. Tonight, a very special Canadian edition of Inside Oot Radio.
Three Canadians in the room.
Three Canadians, what up? Oot.
How's it going, boys?
Oot's going great. Just gonna get a beer. A stubby.
I'm going over to TV Hosley tonight.
I'm so bad at being Canadian.
Get a couple double doubles.
I get a double double. Oh, I like your cruller. You got a good cruller.
Can watch the hockey game there, bud.
Ooh, you're a big Canadiens fan.
Fucking all kinds of shit there, bud. Fucking Patrick.
Oh, we got loose, man.
Got mad loose, bud.
You want to go for a rip?
Okay, now it's going into a weird territory.
I know. It's weird.
I remember that video. I don't even.
Well, let's not forget that video. Hi, Andrew.
Hi.
Hi, Jules.
What's up?
I have Andrew Rice as my guest with me today, and Jules is here because Jules is here.
Just standing over us.
Standing. He's actually taking notes, and he's grading our performance this evening.
Yep.
How are we doing so far?
9 out of 12.
Oh, 9 out of 12. Okay,
that's pretty good.
I'll take that. I can't do percentages quickly in my head, but I'm going to go with that's over 80. No, 9 out of 12 isn't over 80.
75%.
See? This is why I'm not a math guy. Andrew Rice, are you a math guy?
I am not, in fact.
All right, you've heard it here first. Andrew Rice is not a math guy.
No math zone.
I can only rate things out of 5.
Oh, true. Which you multiply by 20 and you get your percentage. See, I know that.
Whoa.
I'm pretty quick on the uptake when it comes to things that are out of 5. That's it, though. Anything else throws me off. Anyways, you were away.
I was. I've been gone like a black hole.
And now you're back. Where were you? Where did you go?
So I was in Victoria 3 weeks ago for a Flandia festival. Then I was here for New Forms Festival. And then last week I went to Decibel Festival in Seattle.
And how did you enjoy that?
It was pretty good. Pretty good. All three festivals were excellent for the most part.
What was your highlight from Rifflandia and then New Forms and then Decibel? One highlight from each, please. Keep it short.
Rifflandia would definitely be Grays. They played like an hour and a half live set. Really energetic, really strong. It was in Lucky Bar, which is like an amazing club.
I like Lucky Bar.
And the crowd was full.
I've played at Lucky Bar.
Yeah, it was
blown
good.
That place out. Pumped out the jams.
Did you play any rap music?
Maybe. I played.
Did you get on the mic?
I got on the mic.
I heard you were really skilled on the mic.
You know about me. I'm on a mic right now.
Killing it.
That's what's up.
Son's got a Dipset hat on. You shouldn't even be asking him questions like that. Dipset in the building.
Shouts out to the Dipset. Shouts out to the Joel Santana show October 13th.
Hey!
I don't know why.
New Forms, I think it'd probably be Murkoff, who did like an audiovisual thing. It was kind of like 3D space visuals into the Science World Dome with like decent techno underneath it. It was amazing. And then Decibel, I think, would be Code 9. I've seen him play a million times, but I think it was the best that I've seen. A lot of footwork, a lot of like weird in-between grimy stuff. Just played really well. A good mood in the room. Solid.
Cool.
I saw Steffi play a really good set at the Oscar After Hours as well. And Efteman. Decibel was pretty good.
Yeah, the after hours scene at Decibel seemed pretty insane.
Yeah, I mean, there's no booze from 2 to 7, so it's kind of like a really strange vibe in the bars, but it's good. So the fact that it exists is pretty cool.
Yeah. Sober vibes, kind of.
Yeah, sober. That's the vibe at the after hours club.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm talking about anymore. Anyways... What else did you see at Decibel? Because I guess that's the last one you came back from, so that's the freshest in your mind.
Yeah, I saw the debut live set from Alessandro Cortini, who used to be in Nine Inch Nails. That was really cool.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool.
It was like him and a bunch of modulars and like some cool visuals. I saw R Rose and Vatican Shadow on a Wednesday at 10 p.m., which is still pretty good.
That sounds weird.
Yeah, but it was good. It was full. Surprisingly good set from Kay Trinata at the RA Showcase. Lots of kids.
You get to represent.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And, yeah, other good stuff.
And what's new in your life?
I don't know. I'm living sober now.
Sober living. So you're just going to go hang out at a bunch of after hours.
Yeah, I don't know how to live outside of a club anymore, so I'm just gonna do that.
I mean, like, I did see the X's tattooed on your hand, so I was gonna ask you about that.
We'll talk about that later.
You heard it here first, folks. Andrew is sober. All right, we're gonna do the show like we normally do the show, and Andrew's here, and Andrew will play a few songs, and we'll chat about them and repeat. What are we listening to right now?
So this is the latest release, or I guess upcoming release, on Bursus Heroic, which is a label right out of London by a really funny Greek guy named Gizmo. This is of a jazz group called Healing Force Project, remixed by Vancouver's own Hashman DJ.
Nice.
Sounds of the Hashman DJ.
Cantron.
Man like Hashman DJ.
Shouts out to the Mood Hut.
Big up Hashman DJ.
Big up to Hashman. All right.
Let's listen.
Let's listen. The last joint.
The last one was the title track from the new Arca album. Arca is a Venezuelan producer, most famous for being part of Yeezus, I guess. Just makes really like weird fragmented hip hop. Lots of samples. The album's pretty good. He also just announced today that he's producing the next Bjork album all by himself.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a good album. It's pretty hard to listen to all the way through, but in a good way. If that makes sense.
Kind of like Yeezus.
I won't take part in any bad discussion of Yeezus. Yeezus is perfect.
Fine. I'm not going to engage you in one. what are we listening to right now?
This is a track from the new Andy Stott album. The album's a lot more like, not quite rock, but not as electronic either. Like, not much techno on it, just like weird, like creeping compositions. Lots of dark ambient kind of stuff as well. This is the second track. Gets pretty intense.
Cool.
It's called Violence.
That's intense. Well, let's listen.
Who is crouching?
Shouts out to the kick drum on this one. We'll be right back. All right, so what was that last one that we heard?
Last one was called It Fell Down by an Italian duo called Life Track on an Italian label called Bosconi. It's a pretty underrated Italian label, but it's good. Just really good, like, no-frills house music, some techno. That EP is a four-tracker of, like, rough and raw disco edits. It's, like, really, really hard
banging,
sampling.
Banging kick drums. Yeah, that was... Yeah. I like that.
That's out next month or something.
Cool.
And this is from the new album by Ratchet Tracks, who's, like, a pretty famous Twitter agitator. No one really knows who he is.
Could you imagine if, like, that was what you were known for? Like, you were pretty...
I have literally been known as that.
Yeah, I guess so.
But his album's pretty good. It's mostly like old school Detroit electro styles, really nice production, pretty funny song titles. He's been sending me tracks like every day, and the one I got yesterday was called DSL Fox, like THOTS. This one's called T1 Luxury. It's an internet themed album, unsurprisingly.
We're truly in 2014. An internet themed album. It's happening. It's
only one of many this year.
Let's listen.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra Siam, Nisiam, Nisiaya, Anthas Yahuya, Talit Sin, Homasque Mustail. The late night show is the start of the weekend. We play basic drum and bass for the first half of the show. Later throughout the show, most of the fast beat tempo becomes slow, and it might feel like a bizarre, strange noise, or not even a single hint of tempo, or some ambient that might just drift away. Tune into the late night show now on Saturday mornings at 12:30 a.m., right after the Medicine Show, also hosted by me, DJ Ray, Jason, and Tyrone, here on CITR 101.9 FM. If you're listening to us outside of Vancouver, or if you happen to travel around the world, you can also always visit us online at citr.ca.
Welcome back from our short commercial break.
We had to pay some bills, I guess. Now we're back, and it's the second half of the show.
There are two halves.
Traditionally, in this half, we play more music and talk more.
Talking more than before?
About the same amount. I mean, I can't break it down percentage-wise, so who knows?
9/12.
That's 75%. Nailed it.
So this is from the new EP by Dusk and Blacktown. Blacktown is the guy who runs Keysound, pretty formative UK label when it comes to grime and dubstep and grimy fusions. It's a double pack EP. It's 8 tracks. It's called Back to Go Forward. So the theme is pretty retro. There's some like garagey stuff on there. There's some like old like dark garage and some dubstep stuff. The song is called 1-2 Peng. Pretty good.
I like this.
Yeah, there's a really good remix by Horsepower Productions on the EP as well. But yeah, killer bass on this one.
I like this.
See him moving his head.
Yeah, feeling this, vibing out.
I thought of you when I picked this one, Gio.
Aw, thank you.
Yeah.
with 1-2. Peng 1-2. Peng 1-2 with the Peng 1-2 with the chisel blueberry and a Peng 1-2. Peng 1-2. Peng 1-2 with the Peng 1-2 with the click I just went with 1-2. Peng 1-2 with the Peng 1-2 with the click and 1-2 with the click I just went with 1-2. With the click and 1-2 with the click and 1-2 with the click and 1-2 with the click I just went with 1-2.
So that last one is from a guy called Saga. It's the new release on Lit City Tracks coming out later this month. Just kind of like hyperactive grime stuff. Standard, but good. This is from the new Dean Blunt album. Dean Blunt is one half of the former duo Hype Williams, who are named after the music video director. They were known for kind of taking lots of YouTube samples and other weird clips from songs and making it unclear what was sampled and what they did. And so Dean Blunt's solo stuff is kind of the same thing, where he takes samples from really well-known songs like Pink Floyd's Echoes and sings on top of them in a loungy way. So the new album is the same thing like that. Really lush, really strange. It's called Black Metal. It's not Black Metal.
Classic.
This song is called Molly and Awkwafina. It's nice.
Amazing. Let's listen.
I'm worried about nothing. Lady, don't go. I think it's time you should know. It's not the way things should go.
That last one was nice.
Yeah, that's the A1 on the new release on Trilogy Tapes by Zenar, which is a new project from Heverlist and his fellow Bristol producer, Andy Mack.
Bristolian. Yeah, sorry.
I've heard that's not a word.
Bristolian?
Yeah.
No, it's Old English.
You're an expert in Old English.
Apparently.
More so than math.
Maths. That's how the English would say it.
That's true.
Yeah.
But how would it...
Maths.
How would they say it in Old English?
Moths.
This is like my obligatory drum and bass cut.
You have to. It's in your contract when you play Inside Out Radio. You play a drum and bass song.
Inside Out Radio. This is from Blocks and Escher, who run maybe my favorite drum and bass label, which is called Narratives. All the releases are pretty ethereal, good melodies. Doesn't really sound like typical drum and bass. I mean, it does, but, you know, it's different. Sexy.
It has some flair.
It's late night.
This is the late night power hour.
Midnight drum and bass.
Hi, you've tuned into the late night power hour with Zia and Andrew. Only playing the finest and sexy up-tempo drum and bass.
Is there down-tempo drum and bass?
There's minimal drum and bass.
It's not down-tempo.
Well,
it would cease to be drum and bass.
It would cease to be drum and bass.
What about you just take later and you slot? You play normal drum and bass and you
made it. You screwed it?
Would that be screwed?
Maybe? You're flying in the face of a history of music.
Yeah.
How dare you?
I'm gonna do it though. That's the next show is gonna be all about.
Anything is possible, Jules. That's one thing I've learned.
Possible!
If you put your mind to it, you can make slow down drum and bass.
No, I'm gonna do it.
It would just probably be not drum and bass.
Doing it.
Good, that's what I was trying to do, light the fire under your ass.
Innovation happens here on Inside Out. It's happening right now.
Call in, I'll inspire you. 604-822-2487.
This is our last song.
Unfortunately, I was having such a good time.
This is from the new album by Vancouver ambient artist Lossil.
Shouts out.
Called Sea Island. It's a concept album about Sea Island, which is where the airport is.
Shout out to Richmond.
I'm from Richmond.
Represent.
Represent Richmond.
Richmond, hold down. Woo! We getting it.
Shouts to Jake.
Big shout outs to Jake.
Shouts to Kendall.
Big shout outs to Kendall.
Shouts to Mom.
Shout outs to your mom. I still want to have one of her sandwiches. You know, she makes good sandwiches, you told me. I want to eat one. What? I'm a foodie. I'm trying to eat all the food.
Would you call yourself a foodster?
No.
Are you a van foodster?
I wish, because then I would fix my Twitter account. Yo, and while we're on the subject, van foodster, if you're listening, we got beef. Calling out names. Who else?
Shouts to Katrina.
Shouts to Vig. I see you in your scarves.
Shouts to Aleem.
Shouts to Aleem. I see you in your scarves.
Rest in peace, yours truly.
R.I.P. Last night. Tonight's the last night. We had...
Pour one out for YT.
You guys had a good run.
Pour one out all over the mixing desk.
Pour it out. Pour out that Henny.
100 years old.
A million years old.
I want to give a shout out to Kelsey Graham.
Big shout outs.
Shout out to Fraser.
I am listening.
Marty. Niles.
Yeah. Big shout outs to Niles.
Shout outs to Roz.
Shout outs to Roz.
She can get it.
That's what I'm saying.
Roz can get it.
Roz
sure.
can get it. That's
Yo,
true.
Daphne can get it, though.
Woo! Right.
We should stop now.
Is that radio?
It's not appropriate for the music currently playing.
I thought it was a good dichotomy.
Shout out to Zia.
Thank you.
Makes it happen every week.
I really appreciate that.
Dipset.
Shout out to Andrew.
Oh!
I see you.
Also, I'm right here.
I know, and I just wanted to shout you out. Big shout outs to Jules.
Oh!
He holds it down on Crimes and Treasons. That happens after this. Yeah. I think that's it. Thank you for tuning in. I really appreciate each and every one of you. I am listening.